How many different paths come together in this special place, graced by the history of our free church heritage? Let us be mindful of forces deep within, which call us to become more than who we are. Well, with these words, I'm very happy to welcome you to our service today, hoping that each and all of you had a good Thanksgiving. We gather here on this at the end of this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It is good to see you here. I extend, as always, a very special welcome to any of you who are visiting with us today. Whether you are here for the first time or coming back from a previous visit, we're especially grateful for your presence. If you'd like a little more information about who we are, about what this thing called Unitarian Universalism is, please stop by our newcomers table in the dining room during our coffee hour. Someone can meet and greet you there and answer any questions that you may have. If you're at the point where you'd like to pursue investigative membership in this congregation, always delighted to welcome new people into our midst. You can sign up to make an appointment with both myself and our membership coordinator, Barb Rios, volunteer coordinator, Sherry Woolsey, and we can begin that conversation as well. We have a guest minister this morning, Reverend Neil Ferris. A little later today, we'll be delivering offering a reading and a sermon. Neil is the retired and minister emeritus at the Universalist Society, First Unitarian Society of Exeter, New Hampshire. He retired from there in the spring of 2000. Still lives in that area. He's also a licensed marriage and family therapist and holds a black belt in Aikido. Take note. Neil is also the author of the book Natural Religion, Reconnecting with the Real World. So what he'll be sharing with us later is drawn from this book. If you would like a copy of this book, a signed copy no less, you can also get one during the coffee hour. Neil will be there to meet and greet you, and if you'd like to pick up a copy of his book, it will also be available. Neil will read some opening words for us, and then John Sanders will light our chalice.
Good morning. Great to be here. The opening words come from a colleague of ours, Tom Mickelson. It consists of four sentences, and I'm going to read the first two for the opening words, and I'll read the last two for the closing words. From deep within, I feel the pulse of life that flows in all things, as it flows in me. And deep below the threshold of my mind is born a sense of awesome mystery. It always lies beyond my farthest grasp and bids my restless mind to comprehend. It does not matter how close I draw near, still, sometimes it is stranger, sometimes friend.
This flame glows as light glows in the darkness. This flame dances as growing things dance upon the green earth.